Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, conversations with people at the leading edge. I'm Paula. It's tempting to take good things for granted. Our guest, Cornel West, does not take democracy for granted. Dr. West is one of the United States' most prominent public intellectuals. He's written Democracy Matters because he believes that anti-democratic forces are taking a dreadful toll on America and the world. Democracy, Dr. West believes, is a vital force, one that is in league with life, he says, as surely as the rigid dogmas he rejects are associated with death. Justice is a necessary ingredient for a democracy, says Dr. West, and so is a profound commitment to questioning, particularly questioning ourselves.
Democracy is very much about that kind of self-criticism, that kind of process of maturation, process of development, and process of growth, which, again, is ceaseless and endless. Love, democracy, over against death, dogma, mediated with a dialogue that is ceaseless.
Cornel West is widely acclaimed for his public role in addressing vital subjects. Dr. West is University Professor of Religion at Princeton University. He is the author of Race Matters and now of Democracy Matters, Winning the Fight Against Imperialism. His many books, articles, and publications address both general audiences and scholars. He has received the American Book Award and more than 20 honorary degrees. He has held distinguished positions at Union Theological Seminary, Yale University, Harvard University, and the University of Paris. And he is part of a rap group. Bill Russell and I are as impressed by Dr. West's gifts for reaching out to all of us with his important big ideas as we are impressed with his wonderful intellect. So it was our great pleasure to welcome Cornel West back to our program and to our lives. We were eager to explore democracy with someone who knows what he's talking about. Cornel West, I have a sense of awe about humankind's genius for stories. That we make up really good ones and sometimes really bad ones, that we can call them forth when we need them, that our stories help us when we are numb, when we are frightened, when we have work to do. As I was reading Democracy Matters, or Democracy Matters, I had the sense that it's time for our stories to come back and help us move to the next place. Is that the feeling you went into this with?
No, very much so. And I first want to say I'm just blessed to be back and see you, Sister Paul and Brother Bill, just strong as ever and sustain the high quality of the show. I just want to say that just very briefly because each time I come here, it is like a homecoming. But you're right, though. There is a attempt for me to take very seriously the legacies of Emerson on the one hand, even on the British side, even of Ruskin, people who take narratives, passionate narratives, even dramatic narratives seriously, but still try to hold on to certain analytical energy on the one hand, and to empower readers on the other. So that is an attempt to speak to mind, body, and soul simultaneously. So it's a certain kind of genre of writing. I mean, some people say it's sermonic. Well, there might be sermonic elements. Ruskin has sermonic dimension.
That's sermonic, as in a sermon?
As in sermon. Oh. I mean some of the reviewers was sermonic. Well, there's a certain rhetorical energy that might remind persons of a sermon, but actually it's not at all, because it's more, as you say, it's a storytelling that has both historical, analytical, deeply political, some spiritual dimension to it, but it fits right in between, on the one hand, a kind of sermon, and on the other hand, a more traditional treatment of history and politics.
And when you say energized, there's this immense do in it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's like the conclusion of an Aristotelian syllogism, which is action, praxis, doing.
Which puts us in the real world. It seems to me that the times have called you to write Democracy Matters.
Well, I felt that way. I mean, part of it was just, you know, after the cancer and so forth, just glad to be in the land of the breathing, just glad to be alive. Then you say, well, I guess I still have a few things left to do. I want to be of service. How, in fact, can't I intervene into the larger conversation about the role of America in the world? And I deeply felt, too, though, that we didn't really have voices that looked at the precious democratic experiment called the USA through the lens of race and empire. That so much of the discussion was focused on the next election, so much of the discussion was focused on whether America was an empire or not. And I figured, well, you know, to make the world safe for the legacy of Martin King and others is part of my calling. Let's see what we look like through the lens of race and empire. And of course, you start there and then you begin to examine all of the anti-democratic dogmas operating within American democracy. That's dogmas of male supremacy, dogmas of homophobia. Homophobia is dogmas of white supremacy, dogmas of free market fundamentalism, and so forth and so on.
This is deep democracy you're talking about.
That's what I'm trying to tease out. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do. I hope it's not an illusion. I really do believe there is a deep democratic tradition in the country.
And in the next few minutes,
when we come back,
we're going to go to Greece. We're going to go to Palestine. We're going to go to Africa. I want to divert. You don't address it overtly. Do a little tour through the Enlightenment.
No, we're going to have
and then move boldly forward into the next 15 minutes.
So this will be our opportunity to travel with Cornel West, the great public intellectual. Bill Russell and I invite you to be with us when we return with the Paula Gordon Show.